today.
Preparing, they spent weeks living with that uncertainty. Don't you hate it? Nobody wants to be blindsided. But it's all about where and when this huge oil slick will touch down on their particular beach. And it has landed in Louisiana along the barrier islands. So the path of that oil spill for Floridians, they're nervous about this when they hear things like, okay, we have some ideas on what we can do by putting a dome over that spill. We have all these ships out there, and then we're trying to pump some of it up to this other tanker. But nothing's completely working. In fact, we are bleeding oil, and it most likely will take at least 3 months to cap this, which means the oil could go all the way around the coast of Florida. They're worried about it, in fact, in Key West, and fishermen up and down that area all over the place are running, running to jump in their skiffs and their big boats and whatever they can get a handle on, get out there and take as much from the waters as they can. It's a matter of time before they're not going to be able to do that. In some areas, they already can't do that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name, and of course, the show we're rocking here is called America Tonight, from every nook and cranny, wherever you hail, you can call us and throw in your two cents at 800-259-5791. We're going to talk about, obviously, more about the oil spill and a couple of other things, including that crazy lacrosse murder. If you've heard about it, a lacrosse player told police he hit his girlfriend. Oh, that's nice. And what was the result of that? Can you say death? We're talking about murder and bad news on what's happened there, certainly. Good news on one rocker's health. Brett Michaels actually discharged from the hospital. It's like a miracle that this guy is walking out of the hospital. So we'll give you the skinny on what happened to him. Big-time protest in Arizona over the immigration law. I'll explain. And even the Suns wearing Los Suns to protest what's happening. And also, we have a longtime broadcaster, someone who I had the pleasure to hear several times, and many of you might have, in Michigan, Detroit Lions, long time broadcaster, dead at the age of, Tigers, rather, at the age of 92, thinking football. Not Lions, Tigers. The longtime broadcaster for the Tigers. And I hope some of you had a chance to listen to him. So we'll dive into that, too. But right here at the top, the no-fly list failed to keep 30-year-old Faisal Shahzad off the plane. He did get on the plane, the Emirates plane that was headed for Dubai. We told you about that Monday when it was stopped. And so there has to be questions about that. Luckily, they were able to get to him. Now all these things are pouring out. He became a citizen, a naturalized citizen, a year ago. He was living with his family, his wife and two kids, in Connecticut. And there are all kinds of links between this guy and terror camps in Pakistan. He's admitting that he was trained at a terror camp for 5 months. And I think this bomb certainly lets us know that there is a big, growing Pakistani threat, really, here in the United States. And the suspect, of course, is facing terror charges. Thank goodness they were able to get him. The kid was trained, but he picked the wrong explosive. And that's good news for all the people that could have been killed or hurt in Times Square this past Saturday at 6 o'clock, was when he fled from the scene and then was picked up on Monday trying to get out of the country. Here's what President Obama had to say about Shahzad and the work that's being done to keep everybody safe.
A suspect is now in custody and is being questioned. The American people can be assured that the FBI and their partners in this process have all the tools and experience they need to learn everything we can. And that includes what, if any, connection this individual has to terrorist groups. And it includes collecting critical intelligence as we work to disrupt any future attacks. Justice will be done, and we will continue to do everything in our power to protect the American people. Attorney General Eric Holder and other members of my national security team are going to be providing more details, but let me say this. This incident is another sobering reminder of the times in which we live. Around the world and here at home, there are those who would attack our citizens and who would slaughter innocent men, women, and children in pursuit of their murderous agenda. They will stop at nothing to kill and disrupt our way of life, but once again, an attempted attack has been failed. It has failed because ordinary citizens were vigilant and reported suspicious activity to the authorities. It failed because these authorities, local, state, and federal, acted quickly and did what they're trained to do.
All right, did what they're trained to do, but somebody dropped the ball. Lost in all of this is the fact that he was able, being put on a no-fly list, Shahzad was still able to get to the gate and get on the plane. In fact, I heard Lee Hamilton, who's a former 9/11 commission vice chair, take that for what you will, and, of course, a Democratic congressman, who said that the 9/11 commission recommended, this is way back when, that you have biometric evidence and also the documents of people coming in and existing in the country. That, you know, pretty much for the most part, there's been a decent job done on the first part of it, but not with regards to the people leaving the country. There is a system that's flawed, to say the least, and I agree with Hamilton, and they can see it and by what happened with Shahzad. There has to be a way to check people leaving the country so that you can protect against what happened. And he did get checked off and was ultimately stopped. So, you know, hey, that's the good news here, right? And I think that somebody, though, dropped the ball. And is it Emirates Airlines that did it? Because that's where he was going. He was on their flight headed to Dubai. How did he get there? And they're saying, I think, at the airline that the no-fly list and him being put on the no-fly list was not in time to catch up with their list. And it was within minutes of being put on the list. And they had to manually check the passenger manifest against the news on a web board. They have a web board where he popped up. And for some reason, there was a breakdown with the Emirates people. And the Emirates Airlines folks say they have locked in passenger manifests, and that's what they do, that the Customs and Border Agency have. And so once they have it locked in, the plane can leave. So his name, Shahzad's name, appeared on the manifest, and the plane was so close to taking off. Wow. So, so close. But I think it shows again the big thing, besides the finger pointing of how did it get that far and who dropped the ball, that there has to be more security measures in place. How many other Shahzads do you think we have living among us in the United States? Let's be honest. How many others have done the same thing, taken the same path, biding their time, waiting for their moment? What do you think? 800-259-5791.
Warning, athletes of all ages, if you're soft, a mental marshmallow, do not listen to Championship Thinking in Sports on WebTalkRadio.net. But if you're a commit with grit type person, if you eat courage for breakfast, then Championship Thinking in Sports will punch your good fortune ticket to the mental toughness camp. WebTalkRadio.net, where champions meet.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 4th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1187.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.19.10, $609.55 for a half ounce, or $304.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.19.10, $609.55, and $304.78.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
Wazel Shahzad, that's the name you're going to hear a lot about. So I was just talking about the 30-year-old who assimilated in the United States, spent about 3 hours at JFK before he got on the Emirates flight. Nobody was looking at him there, so here he almost blew up Times Square, and it took 58 hours to track him down. The good news is, like I said, hey, they got to him, but it could have been too late. Luckily, it wasn't. Luckily, it wasn't. But how many other Shahzads do you think there are in the U.S. hiding among us, living among us in our neighborhoods, just seemingly living a good life, happy to be in America, raising children? Because he had two kids. He wasn't worried about those kids if he was going to get caught. He was going back as a hero. He wasn't trying to blow himself up. He was trying to blow up people in Times Square. And he was trained in the Pakistani terror camp. Make no mistake about it, he said that. He was there for 5 months. Now he'll never see the light of day once he's thrown away all the charges that have been heaped on him. But let's hope that he spills some more stories that might lead to capturing some other people, perhaps in the United States. That's the thing. If there is a network in the United States and anything he says can lead to a few other people, that would be key. People sometimes forget that on 9/11, yeah, you had the flights that went down and sadly the 3,000 souls lost, but you know there were other people on flights and there were other makings for disaster across the United States. Up to 10 flights were really supposed to hit targets. One of them, the Sears Tower, which is not called the Sears Tower anymore, but the tower in Chicago. And also, the intelligence was pointing to Philadelphia and Independence Hall, so trying to knock out landmarks. That's why I bring up there's got to be other people like Shahzad that are already planted, that are already in, that are going to school. He went to school. He got a degree, got a bachelor's, got a master's, was working in finance, quit that job in finance, went to the terror camp, came back and almost pulled off a whopper in New York City, which I think is is the target for whatever happens. You remember there was going to be the Zazie, there was going to be the subway thing, and now him with Times Square, and there were probably a few others too, the mosque, etc. So, wow. 800-259-5791. Let's reach out to Sam across the border in Montreal here on America Tonight. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Not bad, actually. Not bad. Okay, so what they lost, but, you know, such is life. But, you know, I'm not talking to you about that. I'm thinking they're probably, like, Pakistani sympathizers here in Canada, too.
Yeah.
You know, because... you know, someone said, oh, it's New York, you know, that happens all the time. I'm looking like, yeah, right, sure. You know? And what I'm worried about is that if it does happen, that, you know, these people, you know, they could be, they instead of being like natural-born Americans, they could have come from here, and, you know, that could put a black eye on us. I mean, I'm not trying to...
Sure, Canadians, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I know a lot of people who came from Pakistan. I mean, friends of mine, I mean, they came over here when they were little, worked hard, and, you know, parents, you know, instilled that work hard, you know, we came over here to make a better life for you. And they're all successful, you know, the kids, you know, play soccer or whatever. And it only takes just one. I mean, because if you remember after 9/11, even people wearing turbans were called terrorists. And obviously, some of those people were not too smart, you know, and I'm just slightly worried about that, that's all, you know?
Well, I think there is cause for concern
right
there, too. I mean, you know, what you don't want to see is what we saw in 9/11, either the discrimination, but at the same time,
right,
boy, I'll tell you what, it's like this political correctness of we can't talk about racial profiling, but yet, Sam, the
yeah
entire time I've talked to you, what do we always say? L, how safe it is.
You're
we've
right
both been profiled. We've
right
both been profiled. I don't care. I want to get on a safe plane.
Right.
I don't want to live in a neighborhood where somebody's going to park a car and blow it up. But at the same time, I don't want to live in a police state, and I don't want cameras everywhere in our face. So we're treading into really crazy territory here now, I think, in the world, not just in the United States.
For sure.
And this is just, every time you have a Shazad,
yeah,
that just opens up that can of worms.
For sure. Okay, one question just to get off the subject, just, and it's not sports related. With what's going on in the Gulf, if Obama or anybody doesn't do a quote-unquote good job, will it affect them in the midterm elections?
With what's going on in...
Well, I mean, with that oil leak.
Iran? Oh, I thought you said it didn't. Why was I thinking Middle East? With what's going on in the Gulf?
Yeah,
I don't think so, no. I think more it's going to be about this immigration thing in Arizona.
Right.
Even though the oil spill is a big deal,
right,
and there was conversation about the expanded oil platforms to go from Delaware all the way down to Florida, the argument will be about whether to drill and lift the moratorium or not, and that's really on the Hill.
Right.
And like you said, yeah, you have these midterm elections. I don't think so. I think the bigger thing is probably going to be immigration and
right
other things that affect the economy. People care about their wallets more than anything else.
Well, one of the national newspapers here in Canada had a cartoon of Ahmadinejad saying, I can prove I was not in Midtown Manhattan on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean...
That's funny.
I mean, okay... Why did the United States keep on letting him in, knowing what kind of an SOB he is?
Because he's going to the UN to speak, and the UN is a different platform, and so they don't want to stop. Remember, half of the people, like Muammar Gaddafi, there
yeah
was nowhere for him to put his Bedouin tent and stay. Nobody wanted him, but
right
he was going to the UN. And
sure
it's about the UN, and that's why they set it up in New York, and so they're not going to stop them.
I know.
I agree. And plus, what we think and what others think, there are some friends of Iran, and they're not completely shut out, even though a ton of nations walked out of his little speech where all he did was pretty much slam the United States. And he keeps saying the same thing over and over again. But I think he's a nutball that you have to keep close and worry about.
A nutball with intelligence, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
You know, so, oh, bro, I mean, what's this world? I mean, like, Steve every so often. I spoke to him, by the way. He says hello, by the way. He also hopes that the Flyers and the Canadiens in the Eastern Final. But let's talk about that later. But, I mean, now they're starting to get slightly nervous, too, you know, in Israel, especially after what just happened, you know. And there's, you know, and now, you know, you remember when you were a child, you had fire drills?
Yes.
Now they have bomb, you know, they have bomb raid drills there, and you know, and for him, it's like they take it very seriously. If you could say, "Oh yeah, oh, I'm another bomb raid drill," but that this could be the one. And they also have a special signal if it's Ahmadinejad with a nuclear warhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this it's getting, you know,
it's getting scary. Absolutely, there's no question. I mean, how far will Ahmadinejad go? That's what they're gauging. That's what Hillary Clinton, as the Secretary of State, is.
Yeah.
That's what all world leaders are gauging when they the ones that meet. That's what they're gauging. How far will he take this? And when do we pull the trigger? When do we have no choice but to make a move? And what kind of move do we make besides little sanctions that don't amount to much? What about serious sanctions? That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a timetable. And you know, that's it. You're rolling the dice at this point, because I think he is capable of much, like you said it. He's a nutball, but he's intelligent. And he's intelligent enough that he wants the power. He's a little dictator.
Right.
And I think he's evil enough to, pull off something people do not want to see. Whether it's one nuke or two nukes, but it's scary that he's developed one. That's the thing. Sam, we're up against it. We've got to let you fly. Thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
And we'll see with those Flyers and the Canadians. I'm not holding my breath, let's just say it that way. Not so much for your Canadians, but for my Philadelphia Flyers. Going down two in the hole, 0-2, that's not a good thing. Here's something to keep in mind when we talk about Shazad and we talk about some of the things that have happened. The 9/11 perpetrators, if you remember, they all were on student visas. Now, for Shazad, he went through the system. He went to school, went through the system, and then became a citizen and must have known all along what he was planning to do. At some point, he certainly knew. So he waited for a very long time to get his moment of glory that luckily did not come about. Ooh. You think of Bridgeport, a very working class area on Long Island Sound, about 66 miles or so outside of New York City. Stay with us. We got more on Shazad.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this Jezebel.
So, how many other Fazals, Shazads are there in the United States, do you think, just living among us? And, isn't it time to get tough as far as citizenship here in the United States? It's interesting timing with what's happening on the whole immigration issue. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney swinging for the fences here on Little Old America tonight. We're talking about the biggest buzz on the planet, Times Square, and ultimately it didn't blow up. He was caught. Somebody did drop the ball, though, and we need to beef up when it comes to intelligence. Follow the money. Crackdown on Pakistan. I can't tell you how many times we had Frank Gaffney on the show who said the real country in play, Kate, is Pakistan, Pakistan, Pakistan. And he should know. He was part of the big defense team back in the Reagan days and then moving forward. So anyway, here's what John Ashcroft had to say when he threw in his two cents on one of the cable shows about the failed Times Square attack. He talked about Shazad getting caught, and why did this guy clear the citizenship hurdles?
Well, I'm very grateful that this individual is apprehended, and even more importantly, that the device was disabled before it caused anybody any harm. We have serious exposure. It's a serious threat that this is another clear wake-up call. The terrorist community still wants to disrupt American freedom, and it's our responsibility to do everything we can to make sure we protect it. It signals to us, to me, that it is possible for individuals to have very serious long-term goals. These people think in terms of intergenerational goals, not just in immediate opportunities. They are willing to put themselves at risk and willing to put others in grave danger and harm's way in order to achieve their goals. We need to take terrorism seriously, and we don't need to let our guard down when we've had an interval where we haven't had intense threats, although we've certainly experienced a number of them in recent days.
Yeah, obviously we don't need to let our guard down, and that's the big thing. What do we need to do to make sure this doesn't happen again? You can't 100% guarantee safety, but you can really ratchet it up, that's for sure. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, Eric Holder's medical insurance must not cover eye care. Because he said about 500 times that it was a white man. We're looking for a white man that was driving that SUV or whatever the heck it was.
Right.
Now it turns out he's a Muslim Pakistani. So I don't know. He's not really. He's not the brother to the governor of New York, is he? That blind governor of New York, is he?
But I'm bumpy. Yeah. He's opened his eyes. Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons why millions and millions, the vast majority of the Muslims in Pakistan hate the United States and England and Canada is over Kashmir. There's a piece of land. It's a very, it must be a heck of a valuable piece of real estate because India and Pakistan have been fighting over Kashmir. It's between India and Pakistan, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Kashmir. And mm-hmm. Pakistan wants it. India has it now, right?
Right.
And Pakistan wants it.
Right.
And the United States, President Obama supports India. Apparently, President Obama, he supports India keeping it. And that, and plus Israel. You know, if the United States and Canada and England abandon Israel, the Muslims would love us. You know, that's the main reason, but also Kashmir. But what I phoned about is the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I heard him today saying that he is outraged. He got sick to his stomach almost. I'm reading between the lines, but he implied that he got sick to his stomach when he saw that oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico, and he's never going to allow offshore drilling in California.
Yeah, he said that the other day. I watched that, and I think we played a little snippet of it. So he has switched gears, because originally he was backing offshore drilling, and now because of the oil spill, he's not backing it at all and saying forget it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and the reason, one of the reasons I think that he gave was that his home country, where he was born and raised, Austria, does not allow offshore drilling. And then somebody reminded him that Austria is a landlocked country. What qualifies? How they're spending 10 hours in a gym doing bicep curls? No, but would you explain to me how they're spending 10 hours a day in the gym for the first 40 years of his life or whatever doing bicep curls and bench presses? How does that qualify somebody to be a governor of a state? You know, on complicated political and economic issues. What qualifications does he have to be governor?
Well, we could ask that about a lot of politicians, and that's the problem. That's why these midterm elections, I think, are going to be so different. And with Schwarzenegger, it's popularity, Al. It's all about popularity. If somebody has that rock star quality, which he did, he had a lot of buzz around him because of the movie industry, let's face it, and because he loves the United States. He knows he has made a fortune in the United States. He would love to be president if he could, but
well,
he can't.
Yeah, no, you know, Kate, I think he's a closet Democrat. Ronald Reagan read a lot. Ronald Reagan was a very smart man. A lot of people think that Ronald Reagan was a moron. Ronald Reagan was a very smart man. He read a lot. He studied a lot. He had a university degree. He was a college graduate. I don't know. Does Schwarzenegger even have a university degree?
He does have a degree. He went to like UCLA, I think, once he came to the States.
In physical education or something like that.
But
you know, Ronald Reagan read a lot. Ronald Reagan didn't spend 10 hours in a day pumping iron, obviously, because he didn't look like Schwarzenegger. I just think Schwarzenegger's a closet drum. And also, one quick comment. You know, I watched American Idol tonight, and I don't know if you caught American Idol tonight, but one of the things I learned from that is that almost everybody thinks they can sing Sinatra, but next to nobody can actually do it. You know, did you watch any of that abortion tonight?
I don't watch American Idol. I've seen snippets of it, and I did see that.
Awful.
I did see it. Yes, it was awful.
The only guy that did any good was the last guy singing that slide. Yeah, and one, I know you're hurting for time here, but one thing, you know, there's sports talk radio, there's garden talk radio, there's home improvement talk radio. Wouldn't it be nice to maybe even on your program to have an hour of music talk radio? Just the whole hour devoted to people arguing about music. You know, talking about music and having musical guests. Like, I'll give you something that'll really get people going. Whenever they do the 100 best albums of all time, Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles, right, is always in the top 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's their worst album. If you actually, I don't know if you ever listened to that album, but the songs suck. There's only one good song on the whole damn album.
What's that? What song is that you like?
For the Benefit of Mr. Kite is the only good song. The rest of the songs are kind of, I don't know. To me, it's a boring song. To me, it's a boring album. It's well engineered. It's the best, considering that microphones are made out of wood when it was made. It's the best, what they had to work with. It's the best engineered and best produced album. But the songs are weak. Revolver and Rubber Soul are a lot, and the White Album are their three best albums. I wouldn't even put Pepper in the top five of the Beatle albums, let alone the top five of all albums. But,
yeah, I don't know that I would either. That's interesting that you say that.
No, but
I agree.
Wouldn't it be interesting to have just an hour every once in a while, just call it music talk radio, and have people talking about different things? I bought a greatest hits of Billy Joel. I don't love Billy Joel, but I like him. And it didn't have three of his best. It had 40 songs on there. It didn't have Keeping the Faith, Pressure, or Big Shot. My three favorite songs of him had 40 songs on there, and my three favorite songs weren't even on. They were closing the store at the. I didn't have time to look at the damn album, so I took it home. I just assumed they'd be on there. It's a good album, but if you had an executive from the music industry, there's a million questions I'd like to ask.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
I'm not arguing about that, Al. Thanks. I have done music things before. We've had groups on the air. We've had we had one of the Beach Boys on the air. We've done a lot of segments like that before. Not in a while, but we haven't done an hour, but we have done things on music, and that's not a bad idea. I've also had music execs on, and we can definitely do that. I have a friend in the music business who produces in L.A., and sure, that's not a bad suggestion. It's interesting. He says the best greatest hits album of all time. That's a tough question. I'm thinking Eagles, if you like the Eagles, if you're going old time. Some people that are into Sheryl Crow think that her greatest hits is the best one. I don't know. Matt, if that's a tough question, if you were diving into music and you were picking a greatest hits album, who would you... You know, I download music so much, and I pick and choose things, that's a tough question for me. What would you say?
Yeah, I don't know about a greatest hits album.
Well, but that's what they put together, a compilation of stuff, you know.
I understand.
Because people
that.
Want that. That's how they come back, too, in trying to make more money. You throw in a few new songs,
two or three new songs, and then...
And put some of the best hits
on there.
Hey, we were talking about this over the weekend. Actually, it's interesting timing that Al said that about music when you go to a concert and they don't want to play their hits and they play all their new stuff and they barely mix in their hits. But you know, a group, most people go crazy, whether it's someone current or someone from a decade ago or even beyond that. You know the hot songs. That's what you want them to play.
Yeah, I remember that specifically with the local guy, Prince, here in Minneapolis.
Oh.
He had a big stickler for not playing any of his huge hits for a while. He finally did come back and do a tour where he did play some of the old hits, but there was about a 10-year span where he wouldn't play anything except for his very new stuff.
Yeah, and I would think that would turn people off, that people go to concerts and want to hear it.
The Erotic City, Little Red Corvette,
mm-hmm.
Party Like It's 1999.
Purple Rain,
all that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. That's interesting. That is an interesting question. Al doesn't have a... Because we mix it up and we throw in some light stuff. We're talking about Terrorists Among Us. And we're talking about how sad it is in Nashville and this oil spill and switching... You know, from, I'm pro drill oil, let's do it, drill baby drill, to, ooh, now we have this spill, forget about it. So I'm backing off of it. In fact, we're going to talk about that a little bit next. And also the blunder of the day. You, by the way, can tell me what you think your greatest hits album is at americatonight.net. Meet you on the flip side.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or Fossil
lyophilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
Fill in the blanks, as it were. Blunder of the day coming up in just a second. Also, the latest on Nashville. But here's a story that we haven't talked too much about, but it's a sad, awful story, crazy story. And, you know, we hear about murders and flip-outs and star-crossed lovers and ridiculous behavior. This is beyond ridiculous with this lacrosse star's death. And what's happened is, apparently, the latest thing that I saw, and I mean, this has really shook a lot of people up at the university, you know, UVA. And what's happened is this guy took her, let me roll this back a little bit. George Hagley, the University of Virginia student charged with killing his girlfriend, Yardley Love, on Monday morning, admitted that they were arguing. He shook her. He hit her head against a wall. And then he kicked a hole. He had apparently kicked a hole in the door. And, of course, he had these bruises all over his arms and scratches and hands. And he was saying it was, oh, these are lacrosse injuries. But then he finally coughed up and confessed when he was under the hot lights that it had come from a fight with the girlfriend. And Hughley, I guess is his name, told police that he and the girl, Love, were corresponding by email, and he took her computer. And there were other reports that were saying they had dated for more than a year. And apparently this lacrosse star had a violent run-in with the law a couple of years before that and just got a 60-day suspended sentence. And he was set to start a job in commercial real estate in Washington after he graduated. I think people are shocked. He was popular. He was an attractive guy. He was a big-time lacrosse star. And they're trying to say now, his lawyer, that it was an accident that turned tragic. An accident that turned tragic. I'll tell you what, lacrosse is a tough sport. It's a manly sport, to say the least. And the University of Virginia, not easy to crack that, not easy to get in. What happened to this guy? He seems to have the world by the tail. How many times have we seen these kind of stories? He's a senior. He's the star lacrosse player. He's going to start this job. And then he kills this pretty girlfriend. It's just crazy. 22 years old, dead. And then they arrest him a couple of hours later. I'm sure that the University of Virginia is rattled by all of it. It's just a tragic, tragic thing. You know, you think of these kids and you think of sending them to school and here's this top-ranked lacrosse team and a top guy with his team heading into the NCAA tournament. And look what happens as a result. Matt, you've been following this too, because you had basically 5 seconds on a lacrosse team. But the University of Virginia is a really tough place to get into. I mean, it really is. And then to make it on that lacrosse team, that's a terrific lacrosse team. He was attractive, popular, the whole thing. And here we go again. I mean, just what, went into a rage or what? Yeah. Argued, boom.
I mean, it's probably a lot harder to get on that lacrosse team than the college I went to. But, I don't know, it's kind of like, I was just thinking about lacrosse as a whole, and it's getting a really bad reputation with the Duke lacrosse team and now this. Mm. And it's not, like, back in the late 90s, that's when I started playing lacrosse. It was all about the Powell brothers out of Syracuse and just how they were dominating lacrosse, and you had the MML that was starting up too, and now you have the indoor league that also happens. I think it's like the NLL. MLL and NLL. Mm-hmm. But it's just,
and by the way, she was a lacrosse player,
right,
too.
Right, she was actually a really good lacrosse player.
Right.
Cute girl, too. So it's,
yes.
I don't know. It's just, it puts another black eye on the sport, and it makes it seem like these kids that are playing lacrosse are kind of these entitled people that
mm-hmm.
almost kind of like a professional athlete-type syndrome that goes on with them where they can't handle rejection almost. And I don't know. It's sad.
Yeah, maybe there's something to it. It's interesting that you said that. Maybe there is something to the rejection thing among these lacrosse players.
Yeah, I don't know,
yeah.
Because a lot of them come from affluent families.
Yes.
They go to prep schools.
That's right.
And I don't know. It's just, it seems like the East Coast lacrosse is completely different from what I played. I played high school lacrosse in a couple minutes on a team at Iowa State. So it's completely different altogether, but I don't know. It's just, there's something about these guys that with the entitlement and their upbringing that just leads me to believe that maybe they just don't get it.
Yeah, they just don't get it. That's a good way to end that. And as Matt said there, I think he's caught on to a thread that the woman that was killed on the lacrosse team, the high school she went to was Notre Dame Prep School in Baltimore, and like I said, you look at them and they are picture perfect. They look like Ken and Barbie. The people in Charlottesville, Virginia were stunned by this, and he's been charged with first degree murder in the death of the woman lacrosse player at the college that he apparently was seeing, and he just flipped out and went into a jealous rage, or who knows how that actually plays out. All right, also something that I said we would talk about is what's happened now in Nashville. The death toll in Nashville, remember I went on and on a previous show about just how serious the floods were in Nashville with all that rain, and they receded on, you know, the water stopped anyway on Monday. But what's been left behind is a nightmare. I mean, it is a nightmare. You go from the jet skis and trying to rescue people to still looking for bodies, frankly, and they're still trying to fish around and search for bodies in some flooded areas. And, I mean, this city was just overwhelmed. So let's hope that they're done with, as the waters are receding, that they're done with finding people. The Cumberland River finally started to pull back on Tuesday, but you got these homes that are smashed with mud. You have cars that were submerged, and it's one of these door-to-door things looking for victims. And already you got 30 deaths. And that weekend rain, just the deluge just swept a lot of these people that were driving off into their early graves. How frightening is that? That's how deadly a river becomes when its tributaries start pouring out and among the houses. And that's exactly, in a nutshell, what happened in Nashville. All right, the blunder of the day was Julia Louis Dreyfus. Easy for me to say. Louise, and I was not the person who spelled it. She got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and they misspelled her name on the Walk of Fame. Her, if you really sit and think about it, her name's not that hard. Julia Louis Dreyfus, and it's Louis Dreyfus. That's it. But certainly her name is all over the place, so I don't know who they hired to do the star. But how do you misspell that? How do you misspell a name when you're unveiling it and you have a big ceremony on the Walk of Fame? And you have they spelled it? L-U-I-S. Do you love that? L-U-I-S. Well, if they had done it on Wednesday, this happened on Tuesday, it is Cinco de Mayo after all. So happy Cinco de Mayo. It kind of would have fit in, right? And it, I mean, it's shocking that they spelled that wrong. I guess what they'll do is they'll have to chisel it out. I think what they should do is, I think they're doing this, they should chisel it out and give it to her as a souvenir, and then they can replace it. And, of course, that's what they're going to do. But how hilarious that must have been when they pulled it off and then she saw the spelling of it. Just so she doesn't get too big of a head, I guess, right? Definitely the blunder of the day.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, bat women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.